Day 176, or June the 25th. Rule-keeping can be joyful. Our thoughts today are from Psalm 119, verses 97 and 98. Oh, how I love your law! I meditate on it all day long. Your commands are always with me, and make me wiser than my enemies. First, the big picture surrounding these verses. Today we have concentrated on the second half of this massive acrostic psalm, the longest chapter in the Bible, and focused in on verses 97 and 98. The writer, who is unknown, describes the word of God as being sweeter than honey. The word honey described both bees' honey and syrup from dates. When God wanted to highly praise the promised land, he described it as a land flowing with milk and honey. David also likened God's word to honey when he wrote in Psalm 19, "The laws of the Lord are sweeter than honey, even honey dripping from the comb." David's best friend Jonathan also said, when he tasted honey in an act of disobedience, "See how much better I feel now that I have eaten this little bit of honey." Honey may be wonderful, but the word of God is even sweeter and better. And now, today's action step. A cricket match without rules is not worth watching. The great Fred Truman was once bowling, and no matter what he did, the umpire would not give the batsman out. Fred was sure he was showing unlawful favouritism. After being told that a catch had not carried, and that an LBW appeal was not in line, Fred finally bowled a beauty and splattered the batsman's wickets to the four corners of the ground. With glee, he turned to the umpire and shouted sarcastically, "Nearly got him that time." Rule-keeping really is essential. Rules improve sports, and more importantly, they improve life. God doesn't give us guidance to stop us enjoying ourselves, but in order that we may live our life to the full. Don't keep the rules like the Pharisees of old, so that you can point out where others are failing, but obey God's commandments, so that your life may be lived to its full potential.